Nope. Pray for my downfall all you want to. It ain't happening. This is the Fame Up Sports Show. I am your gracious host, Fame Up and Prospect, a.k.a. Michael Snacks and a.k.a. Safe from the Projects. And this is the Fame Up Sports Show where we discuss the fuss about sports betting. Today is Monday, October the 8th, 2018. It is about 7:03 p.m. Eastern Standard. We're going to give you a little time to get your bets in for tonight on this Monday night game after we recap the weekend. And as promised, we got a special guest for you. The L Train returns, y'all.
What's going on, y'all? This is the L Train.
Yes, the L Train. Friend of the program, avid bettor. He had a so-so weekend he's going to tell you about. But before we get into any of that, like we always do about this time, remember, if you think you have a gambling problem, this is not the show for you. I ask that you please contact your state's gambling anonymous hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you need. Because on this show, we discuss gambling, sports betting without a conscience. We're putting our money on it, and we're not praying. We're not doing nothing. We just know it's going to win. We're confident. But moving on. Okay, after the weekend, our record is now 44-28. That is 16 games over 500. If you're betting single bets, that's 16 games over 500. Should be up 16. Okay, because the three games we picked the Tennessee and Buffalo game. We said that Buffalo would cover by the 3.5. as they were favored by, but they lost 13-12. Or not Buffalo, pardon me. Tennessee was the 3.5-point favorite in Buffalo, and Tennessee lost 13-12 to Josh Allen, the rookie quarterback out of Wyoming. Also, we talked the Giants going down to North Carolina to play Killer Cam and the Panthers. And the over-under was 43.5. We said take the over. It went way over by about 20 points. Final score was 33-31, Carolina. Okay? And the big one that we told you about that was going to happen because a lot of money went on Arizona by the so-called Sharps and Wise guys. Arizona was a 4.5-point underdog in San Francisco to the 49ers, and Josh Rosen, like I said, he would get his first win. Got his first win, 28-18. The Arizona Cardinals, you know, with some defensive help, of course, but every rookie quarterback needs some help. But again, that puts us at 44-28 on the year, 16 games over. We're hoping to add one today with this Monday night game, the Washington Redskins going to Nollins to play the Saints, but we'll talk about that in just a second. But first, without further ado, we got the friend of the program, the L Train. He wants to talk about his weekend that he had gambling. Now, you put together a college and pro card, is that right?
Yeah, yes, I did. Wasn't so lucky this week. You know, I ended up 500. You know, I had UC and Tulane, UC winning and going over the point total. That was my two wins for college. And, my 14 parlay, I kind of missed out because I lost on that Tulsa and Houston game, which kind of took the whole ticket out. But, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. So it was 2-1 for college. And as far as that pro game, I'm going to give it on back here to Fame Up and let him discuss some of this Saints and Redskins. And I'll give you my pick for that game tonight.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely get into that. But hold on, before we go, I mean, you said you didn't do too well this weekend after, you know, having a marvelous weekend the week before. I mean, isn't that like kind of part of the ebb and flow of it, why you shouldn't get too deep in and kind of manage your picks?
Yeah, you're right up, Frame Up. I tell you that. It be like that sometimes. You know, you're going to win some and you lose some, and so you just kind of pick the ones that you think, you know, going to bring you in some money, and you take it at that, and you look at the defensive stats.
Excellent. Okay. One more question. You won some money on the Bengals. You won one bet on the Bengals over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. They covered Okay. But I lost out on the over and under on that one because they didn't quite get there. You know, it was a slow defensive game in that first half, so pretty much wasn't getting to 49.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, the Bengals is the team you root for. You got no problem betting them?
No problem at all. Actually, I got them winning the AFC North.
On a future bet?
On a future bet, exactly. AFC North and the AFC Championship. And you know what? We took it to the Super Bowl. So I got three bets, $50 a piece, that I put on a futures bet right before I left Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
Nice, nice, nice. Betting on his home, home team. That's slick. You picked them to win the AFC North, and right now they're 4-1 and about 1.5 games ahead of everybody. So that looks like it's going to be a good bet here shortly. But okay, moving on to this Monday night game. Again, you got the Redskins going to New Orleans to play the Saints. Now, the Redskins are coming off a bye. Their last game they played, they won 31-17 against the Packers. Redskins overall are 2-1 and 2-1 against the spread. They're led by quarterback Alex Smith. And I'm happy to see this. I can't believe it, but they're led by running back all day, Adrian Peterson. All day Peterson has got 236 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns on 4.2 yards a carry. And you know he's old as dirt. I mean, you know, he's been playing a while. He's a historical running back, but to see him averaging 4.2 yards a carry after the age of 30 is kind of incredible. Okay, and Smith is completing 68% of his passes. He's got 4 touchdowns against 1 interception. They're leading the person with the most receptions on the Redskins, oddly enough, is a running back, Chris Thompson. He's got 20 catches. But the leading, I guess, receiver, perimeter player would be Jordan Reed, who's got 14 catches. So and when you see Jordan Reed, make sure you tell him he ain't no cop. Tell him, you ain't no cop, J. Reed. No. you know, a little in too deep reference there. But and they're going down to New Orleans to play the Saints. Okay, New Orleans is 3-1 overall, 2-2 against the spread. Two of their games have went over. Their last game was a 33-18 win against the Giants. Now this game, the leading receiver is Michael Thomas, 3 touchdowns. And then the next is the tight end, Benjamin Thomas. Benjamin Thomas is my tight end on my fantasy team. I need him to go the hell off. And the running back is Kamara, who's averaging about 5 yards a carry, 4.9 yards a carry. Now, before we give the official – hold on a second. The Saints are a 6-point favorite at home, okay? And Washington, the total is 52.5. Okay. You got to remember, there's some things going on tonight. Drew Brees needs 201 yards to become the quarterback with the most passing yards ever. And I think he's 4 touchdowns short of becoming the most quarterback with the most touchdown passes. So you got to figure that. All that emotion into this game. And before we give you the official show pick, we're going to talk to a friend of the program, the L-Train, and see what he has to say about tonight's game. Washington at New Orleans. What do you think, L-Train?
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking for the Saints to control this game from the outset. You know, Redskins play a little deep, but not too much. So I'm looking today for the over and under today is 52.5. So I'm going with the under today. It's going to be an easy win. I'm looking for the Saints to be 28-7, 35-14, somewhere around that neighborhood. So if you're going to bet that game tonight, bet the Saints cover, and then you take the under 52.5.
Okay. I tell you right now, I'm going to tell you guys listening right now, we did not discuss this before this podcast, but I'm going to have to agree with a lot of what he said there. One, like I said, Drew Brees is going for a record. He could possibly get 2 in, but 201 yards is almost a given with Brees. They'll probably get that at the half. I can't remember the last time Drew Brees threw for less than 201 yards, probably his junior year of high school. You know what I'm saying? Because he lit it up at Purdue. and he's been lighting it up at any NFL the whole time. So 201 yards, he'll probably get that in at the half. And but with that, Washington still got heart. They're professionals. They don't want a record broken against them. So they're going to play. And they're going to slow it down a little bit. So I'm going to go, I'm going to have to agree with the friend of the program and go with the under 52.5. Okay? Under 52.5. But I think Washington will keep the game close and win by, or not win, but come within six because of Adrian Peterson coming off a bye, got the revenge factor against New Orleans. I mean, and he's feeling like running like this. This might be, you know, one of all day's premier games, signature games that he likes to have. You know, he's busting off 80-yard runs. But definitely, this game will go under 52.5. That's the official pick of the show. Under 52.5. The point spread, 6. I think Washington will cover, but the show is not making an official pick. That is the L Train's pick, that Washington will not cover. New Orleans will win by at least 6.
You need to make it official, man. I don't know what this guy been. He might have had a few drinks when he came over here, but I let him pick. We on the pick.
No, we just need one pick. We just doing one. See, we just doing one pick. One pick tonight. That's another thing. I looked up some stuff, and when you're betting these games, do them odd numbers. 1, 3, 5, or 7 games. Single games, and go from there. I don't know Washington well enough to say that they won't cover 6. I think with their running game, they have the ability to. But this game is not going over 52.5. And that's the official pick of the show. You make that one pick, you'll be just fine. He's trying to get us to gamble hard. More hard than we can afford. You know, that's okay, though. But that's the L Train. That's our brother. He's a friend of the program, and we love him. So, but hey, that's that. That's tonight's show. I'll be back Thursday. There is a college game tomorrow night, Tuesday. We're not bothering with it. You know, we got to get a couple days off ourselves to, refresh and get our minds back right and know these teams. Because I had a couple parlays busted up that I just wasn't thinking straight on. But hey, that's the ebb and flow of it. Like you said, like the L Train said, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Okay, but we're 16.
Don't make losing a habit.
Don't make losing a habit, exactly. But we're 16 games over, and we're going to keep trucking. All right, so I'll talk to you Thursday. We'll have the Thursday night. Who is that? Philadelphia at the Giants right now. One of those lines that I see out there is a gimme, and we've got to get on it. So, and we'll have a couple college games for you as well. But until then, let's get to the bag.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.